HitsRadio.com, Josh K on a Thursday. And, of course, weather's beautiful. Right here in Atlanta, broadcasting live on HitsRadio.com. Josh K in the studio, of course. Drew Sidora is on the phone. What's up, Drew?
Hey, everybody. What's up?
All right. I'm so happy. I'm nervous. I'm shaking right now. If you could see me, Drew, right now.
Please, no.
All right. I wanted to basically kind of get people abreast of what's going on with you because, and I have your one sheet here, and I'm reading the stuff, and like, you are totally blowing up, totally cool. What's going on with you?
Wow. Trying. Working hard. I just, we're getting ready. We're gearing up for the release of my single, Jukate. Actually, you got exclusive first dibs on it, so.
Thank you.
For the record, it hasn't even been released yet, but I'm excited for your early support and everything that you've been, showing love and all that, but I, actually came to Chicago, my hometown, and released the record there first as well, just to kind of get my city to embrace it, but it actually will be released nationally tomorrow. So, you know, everyone requested, hit me up on Twitter, Hits Radio is playing it, and I really do appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, I want to kind of give them a little of who you are. You started off with Disney. You worked with the Disney Channel.
Yes, that's The Raven. I was a series recurring on that show.
Okay. That was back in, 2006, and then some, you've been on the big screen.
Yes, right. Yes.
I'm going to actually watch some of your older stuff to get more acclimated
yes.
with you. I
think you'll be entertained.
I know you're currently signed with Slip and Slide Records.
Yes, Slip and Slide. I've been signed with them for a year now.
So you've got, I kind of want to kind of get a little deep with you and find out, like, okay, so you've done the acting, you've done... that kind of talent. I mean, you're beautiful. Obviously, the modeling thing is probably something you've done. How did you decide that you wanted to go from like the TV to like the big screen to like become, like, you know, do the whole singing thing? Like, how did that all come about?
Well, basically, like, I've been singing since I was younger. I played the piano. I was at age 3, singing in the choir, took a lot of acting classes. So both have always been a passion of mine. Actually, when I first came to LA, I was 17 and I was signed to a group at Edmonds Entertainment, and that's when I really started writing for a lot of artists, working on the group at the time that I was in. We worked on our album. The group ended up falling apart, but since I was in LA, I met a lot of people, got a chance to work with a lot of people, and eventually got an agent and started booking different projects. So the acting kind of took off, but I truly had a love for music. So when I got Step Up or when I did The Game, I got a chance to really showcase that singing, you know, and acting in those roles. And that allowed people to say, oh my God, okay, she really does sing. She really is an artist. So now it's just perfect timing, I think, you know, with Slip and Slide, signing me to the company. I think it's really great now because people are actually asking, when is the music dropping? When is it coming out? Right. As opposed to me throwing music out and people are like, who are you? So I think it makes it that much more exciting, and we're really excited about it because people actually are always on Twitter, are always hitting us up asking, okay, are you're really a singer from The Game? Oh my God. When's the album coming? So now, you know, for the last year, we've really been working hard to get the project just perfection, you know, mm-hmm. just get it ready because a lot of people are waiting to see what I'm going to put out.
Right. Well, I'm excited because of your movie. I actually saw the movie trailer, and guys, if you've not known, her movie trailer is actually out on YouTube, and it's coming out in the fall. That's the scheduled release date, right, for your movie Blessed and Cursed? Is that
yeah,
right?
That movie, June 15th. We starred and co-produced it, so my first time getting a little behind the scenes and helping make the movie, and I'm real excited about it. It's going to be sold with gospel phenom Dietrich Haddon's album, which will be in stores nationwide June 15th. So any Dietrich Haddon fans or gospel lovers, go cop the film. It's amazing. We had a lot of great cameos, Rand Allen, Jay Moss, Karen Clark Sheard, and it's a powerful story.
Now, Nerd in the Runway, May 13th at the Lumen in Chicago, that's coming up, is that correct?
Actually, I will be there in spirit. I'm not doing a play. They are using my name,
okay.
Which I like to think of as a compliment mm-hmm. or a blessing, publicity, but I am not doing a play, so I've been hearing that my name is in the commercial. I haven't heard the commercial, but I understand that they are touring and things like that, so anybody listening, I am not in a play. I'm actually not going to be there, so I guess I'll be there in spirit. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool. Well, why don't we go ahead and play Juke It for the listeners right now? We'll go ahead and play Juke It, Drew Sidora, and we'll come back with you in just a few, okay? Sound good?
All right.
All right. It's Drew Sidora, hitsradio.com, Juke It. Turn it up. Juke It.
DJ Josh K. HitsRadio.com.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Slip and slide. New Drew. Fedora.
Hey, 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 pretty girls keeping the ride. Who rolling with me? Soon as I step in the shot, you wanna see it. Step out it, we bout it, we bout it. Chicago leaning. You got it, you got it, you got it. I know they like it in the South. They hear it up north. They like it in the East. They do it in the West. He twerk it out. She twerk it out. We twerk it out. Everybody ready. Rock and do the thing. Come on and do the thing. Put your hands on your pants. You like the way I do it, yo. Watch me. Duke it, duke it, duke it, duke it. Everybody, here we go. Duke it, duke it, duke it, duke it. In the club, but now we leaving. All the boys trying to keep up, they know we speeding. Parking lot, parking lot, parking lot is where we meeting. I'm finna popping lock, I know they like it in the South. They hear it up north, they like it in the East. They do it in the West. He twerk it out, she twerk it out, we twerk it out. Everybody ready. Your hands on your pants. You like the way I do it, yo. Watch me. Duke it, duke it, duke it, duke it.
Everybody, here we go.
Duke it, duke it, duke it, duke it. Duke, 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 duke. Duke your girl, duke your girl. Slow it down and duke your girl. Duke your girl, duke your girl. Get real close and duke your girl. Duke it while you looking back. Duke it while you looking back. Duke it, duke it, duke it, duke it. This is your song. The record's gonna play all night long. So when the beat drop, we going on and on and on and on. And we ain't going home.
Here we go.
Jerk it, jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Mommy like that jerk it music. Jerk it, jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Got my grandma jerk it too.
Come and do the thing. Come on and do the thing. Put your hands on your pants. You like the way I do it, yo. Watch me. Juke it, juke it, juke it, juke it. Everybody, here we go. Juke it, juke it, juke it, juke it.
HitsRadio.com.
HitsRadio.com, Josh K. on your afternoon, on your Thursday, and of course, the latest from Drew Sidora, Juke It. She's on the line right now. Drew, set that up. Can you explain Juke It to me? How did that come about? What exactly is Juke It?
Juke It is, if you look it up on YouTube, actually, you'll be able to see it in person, you know, physically what it is, but it is a dance craze, kind of a culture of Chicago. We grew up doing dance since I was little. And so, me being from Chicago, I wanted to do a record that honestly paid the city. You know, people don't know how to juke it, so I'm hoping I'll teach you how to juke it, you know, when I see you. But it's fun dance, it's sexy, it's hot, it's crazy. You can do it at the crib by yourself. So what better way, you know, to introduce it to the world than to put a record out such as Juke It. So hopefully, you know, all across the world will be juking it.
Awesome. I love it. It's catchy.
Yeah. Like, growing up in Chicago, we are so diverse in our music. So in the house, my parents exposed me to, like, the Shy Lights, Minnie Riperton, Luther Vandross. I fell in love with Anita Baker. She was such a stylistic, you know, songstress. Then I started watching Michael Jackson, and when I saw him perform, I'm like, wow, like that's when I first kind of saw myself doing that. Janet Jackson, Aaliyah was a huge inspiration to me. Her music was so angelic, and she was so beautiful and so talented, and her presence on stage was so phenomenal. She truly inspired me to do even the acting, the singing. She did it all before people were really, you know, going from music to acting. She was one of the first artists to do that. So she kind of showed people and opened up the door where if you're an entertainer, you know, you can do music, you can do acting, you can do it all. And she was one that really did it. So For me, it was so many different things. Chicago was kind of, I always say we're like a stew, because we're like, in the summertime, we're like L.A. You know, in the wintertime, we're like New York. And then we're kind of country, so you kind of think you're down south sometimes. So I just have so many different influences. I think that's why my music is so diverse. I really feel like a lot of different people can appreciate the type of music that I'm doing. So I kind of don't just specify it as being just proper R&B, but it's really just worldly music. So, you know, all my influences really helped me to develop who I am as an artist today.
Cool. Well, actually, I mean, I grew up in I'm from California originally, but my junior high and high school years in Toledo. So Chicago was only about 3.5 hours away.
I have friends in Toledo, actually. So you're a Midwest boy. You know about the winters and the cold.
Detroit, very close. So I know how the power of the influence. And, like, I mean, in fact, I started DJing because of Detroit being so close. But Chicago was, like, the big city for me. You know, I didn't even get down to New York until I was, you know, much older. But, I mean, I know it's just, I mean, the food, just the culture, everything's so, like, diverse. I mean, it's, you know, Atlanta's huge, too, but I know Chicago, you can be. What do you do in your spare time?
Atlanta's horrible.
I know.
But that's the thing. We have so many, like, great talent, but we're still not on the map like in Atlanta or Miami or New York, you know? So that's what I'm hoping to do with my music, too, is create some type of movement to where Chicago really gets that respect, you know?
Mm-hmm. What do you do in your spare time? Like, what's in your iPod?
I live in L.A., so I'm a beach bum. That's where I'm at. If I'm not at home, if I'm not working on set, I am at the beach. Marina Del Rey, just relaxing, tanning, doing the whole rollerblading down Venice, the whole thing.
See, we don't have none of that here in Atlanta. We got good restaurants. We have a good park. But
that's a great club.
Oh my gosh. And speaking of which, I want to try and get you here. To do like a meet and greet, which I mentioned to David about that. Just to walk in a club and you'll see like local talent just like running around. We'll do it. What is in your iPod right now? Like, what's hot right now as far as an artist wise? What are you listening to right now these days?
Man, I am listening to Dietrich Haddon. Obviously, after working with him, I became a huge fan. He's super dope. Mm-hmm. I love Kesha right now. Kesha has so much energy. Like, when I hear her records, it's like she has this, it's like a character, a personality. I love her records. So she's definitely in my iPod when I'm working out. I love Trey Songz. His album, I'm so proud of him. Like my brother, so I'm definitely supporting him. And the whole Young Money, everybody from Drake to Wayne to Nicki Minaj, I love their whole movement. Awesome. Listening to them.
Well, Nicki kind of came out of nowhere, and I'm trying to think, is she signed or not signed? But it's like everyone's like, who is she? And it's just, I mean, even on our station, we're getting like tons of calls for her.
And
people really don't know how to spell the name, which I like, because they're so quick to type it and request it. But out of those artists, if the ones you mentioned or anyone else, who would you want to work with, like specifically, like maybe do a duet, or if you had the opportunity to actually like meet and say, hey, I want to collaborate with you, who would it be?
Well, I'm collaborating with Dietrich Haddon. Mm-hmm. Worked with Trey in the past, so I would definitely look forward to working with Drake. We actually have the same agency, so I feel like that could probably happen. He's someone similar to myself, you know, coming from acting. He was a Nickelodeon kid, The way he transitioned rolling with Wayne is like, okay, I respect that a lot, everything that he's doing. So I would love nothing more just to collaborate with him. I think it could be magical.
Well, I mean, you pretty much can call the shots. I mean, you're working, you're in the industry, and you never know what'll happen. Tomorrow might be another opportunity. You know what I mean? So you gotta stay up and keep the feedback. Let's go ahead and play your new single. Can you set this up for us, Ladies Go?
Yes, Ladies Go. Very reminiscent sample. I want someone to call in and let me know if they know what sample this is. Because I know a lot of people, they hear it and they're like, oh, I know this song. So I'm real excited about this one because it was actually one of my favorite songs growing up, and we sampled it and turned it into a record. And it's a ladies empowerment record for all my sexy ladies, independent women, classy chicks. This record is for them, produced by Lamb, super producer, produced Monica's Everything to Me, Jasmine Sullivan's Need You Back, Keisha Cole's Let It Go. I'm excited about it. Hope you guys like it. It's called Ladies Go.
Baby, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Tootsie Roll. We can make me through my hood, drop the top, come on, what's good? I'ma show you my bank can't bounce, got the best butterfly in town. I'ma take you back when it was good, and all we do was dance. Me and my girl are Daisy Duke, you and your crew.
All the ladies go down, 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 all the ladies go down.
Fix my hair, we bout to go to the club, shoot the patrol, hit the floor, let's Donkey Kong. Now we're doing a Soulja Boy. All my ladies, let's make some noise. Everybody, booty shake with me. Watch me crank that super steam. Watch my swagger now. Check my swagger now. Watch my swagger now. Swagger now.
Josh K.
HitsRadio.com.
That's the latest from Drew Sidora. Just dropped on April 6th. It's Ladies Go. All the hits. HitsRadio.com. Drew, I really appreciate you coming on today. Calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right. So here's how you guys can get a hold of Drew. And Drew, you're pretty good with your Twitter, right? You connect with your fans and stuff. You're not the ones that's just trying to get a million followers and not respond to your fans.
Oh gosh, no. I have so much fun with my Team Drew tweets and all my fans. Like, we actually kick it on Twitter. So I'm always on Twitter. I'm addicted. So definitely hit me on Twitter. It's at Drew Sidora, DrewSidora. Me on Facebook. It's my name, Drew Sidora. And also, I do this sometimes because I really appreciate my fans. I appreciate those that support me. So every Monday, I call fans back who want to hit me up just to show love or ask for advice. So actually, I give my number out. Call, leave a message, and I will call you back. But the number is 757-717-0537. It's not a Say Now number. It is my cell phone. My manager will pick it up, take your name and number, and we will call you back. But it is an opportunity for me to interact with everybody that's listening. Like I said, advice, whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll chop it up, call me up, hit me on Twitter, and keep in touch.
All right, I'll go ahead and tweet that too, so for those that actually missed the number. And Drew, go ahead and give the number one more time, just so they actually have it.
Yes, 757-717-0537.
All right, so don't call now, but she does it on Mondays, guys. So I have a funny story, but I'll tell you off the air about the Say Now. It actually involves Heidi Spencer and I didn't think it was true, and of course, like, I had my fans on the air, and I'm like sitting around hold waiting to talk to Heidi and Spencer, And he actually connected, but he wouldn't go on the air, which is ridiculous. I'm like, so I know how it is to connect with your fans.
You have to. Like, it's so important because it takes, an hour out of my whole day, out of my whole entire week to be able to do that. And it's fun. So many people have so much, you saw the Twitter comments on Ustream. They say whatever. Yeah. They are funny. I have a ball with everybody on my Twitter, so.
That's awesome. Yeah.
The way it's supposed to be,
All right, cool. Well, Drew, I really appreciate it. And, of course, thanks to David for setting it up and everything. And of course, your single
Thank
ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah, David, appreciate it. And, David, ladies go. Like I said, our listeners, we're getting a lot of feedback. And, of course, we'll keep you abreast. But, guys, if you like the song, make sure you're requesting it. And Drew, tell them to call their local FM stations as well. I mean, come on. You got to request it. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty much.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. Drew Sidora, hitsradio.com.
You're hanging with DJ Josh K and The Afternoon Ride. The Afternoon Ride is a Studio K production.
What's so funny?
Live from the Atlanta studios, on air with Josh K.
This is a stupid show.
Yeah. On air with Josh K.
Hitsradio.com.